Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's also the second day of November 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 49 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 51 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we just, the storm's rolling in, man. It was, the sun was shining bright through the front window, and it just went like somebody put a curtain on, shoom, right down to low visibility. It's, we got some snow coming tomorrow. Anyway, nothing we can do about it. Let's write somebody a strongly worded email. All right, let's see what we have on the itinerary for today. GOP tax plan, talking points, highlights released. And you can bet we're going to get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. GOP tax plan, talking point, highlights released. This is from Zero Hedge, and I really wouldn't talk about this bullshit. Except they seem to think that through their indoctrination, there's nobody left in America that can do math. Lower individual tax rates for low and middle income Americans to zero. And it's up to $24,000, which, I mean, they think that we haven't realized what they've done to the dollar here. They were talking about a big $1,000 a year that the, I mean, these are the people that are going to get the most in the middle class. And, they're talking 12%, 25%, and 35% keeps tax rates for those making over $1 million at 39. I don't think, after $1 million, you need more. increased the standard deduction from $6,350 to $12,000 for individuals and $12,700 to $24,000 for married couples. And this is where they're talking about that big thousand. You're going to get a thousand. You're going to not a big shiny nickel. Establishing a new family credit, which includes expanding the child care credit tax from $1,000 to $1,600. The Mexicans is going to love this. The invaders are going to love this. Man, instead of $10,000, they're going to get about $20,000after working a minimum wage job for a year. They're going to get that much back in tax. They do it every year, people. You got 10 kids. Preserving the child and dependent care tax credit. I'm sure here we are again. This is who it's for. Because Americans can't afford to have 10 kids for some reason. It's just these foreigners coming in to invade us. Preserves earned income tax credit. Preserves home mortgage interest deduction for existing mortgages up to $500,000, half of the current $100,000. Continues to allow people to write off the cost of state and local property taxes up to $10,000. Retains popular retirement savings options for 401ks. That is until they put some triple-rated derivatives in it that are actually junk bonds, and they bust the whole system, and you lose your ass. You lose everything you saved. I've watched it happen. I mean, I warn people, and I watched it happen. Some of the people that I warned actually got, you know, took the penalties and got their 401ks out, and they're the ones that made out. And individual retirement accounts, repeals an alternative minimum tax, lowers the corporate tax rate to 20% from 35%. Now, they're getting down to 20. So here you have a 20% tax on the corporations that are taking our goddamn resources. They're getting them for nothing, people. This was all, I mean, it shouldn't be going to no goddamn government. 20%. We're going to drop that down to 20%. And up here at the top, remember, you're going to have people in the middle class that are going to be paying 35%. So there are people in middle class that are be paying more than corporations. And see, there's little things you don't see because that's why they put this shit together. There's still brackets here, people. I see it, don't you? Reduces the tax rates on business income to no more than 25%. Again, I mean, I guess if you had a small business, it might help you a little bit. But, I mean, the hiring that's going to be going on, we all know who that's going to be. Establishes strong safeguards to distinguish between individual wage. Oh, safeguards. Oh, you mean those loopholes? I bet they can find a loophole around that. You want to bet? Income and passing through business income allows businesses to immediately write off full cost of new equipment bought in China. Retains the low-income housing credit. And what they don't have in here is that five, they want to drop, make it a 5% tax for bringing the billions, oh no, what the fuck am I doing? Trillions that they have stashed offshore that they have made in the last 10 years off of our resources through slave labor in places like China. Now, prior to this, they were looking at, what, about a 35, 39% tax? Because you're talking trillions here. So what you're looking at here is they're going to say you get $1,000, and the son of a bitch who's been running the slave labor over in China and manufacturing your resources with slave labor, oh, he's going to get hundreds of millions, but you get $1,000, and it's a really good deal for you. I say we hang every one of these son of a bitches and take everything they've stolen from us back. Bunkerville standoff trial arguments over potential jurors. Judge worries about broadcasting mistreatment of Ammon and Ryan Bundy continues. She would worry. This should be all kept quiet. We should have secret trials, and it would make things a lot smoother for the prosecution, which is an illegal prosecution because it's a federal authority that can't exist out here in the West. This is from Next Rush Free. I don't get that. In Las Vegas yesterday, the fight in the courtroom was one about who should be a juror or not. The prosecution not wanting a member of the pool who discussed the Uranium One scandal. I love this shit, man. I really do. The defense not wanting a member of the pool who wants more gun control. I thought there was another one here, okay. The Constitution of the United States was the focus of Defendant Ryan Bundy's questioning of jury pool members. Bundy is arguing his own defense at the trial, and he's the only one I have an inkling of respect for in this whole situation because the rest of them just went and got him a $1 million lawyer to try to get him out of a mess that they should have never gotten into because they didn't know what they were doing. He stated that the Constitution was the supreme law of the land and asked if the pool members agree with that notion. Well, that was the last trial I did myself, of course. I asked the jurors just one question. Will you protect my rights under the Bill of Rights? And they all, every one of them said yes. And I knew there was the calls on the jury. There ain't no use to, you know, play games with it. But this old man down on the end, the last guy I talked to, that old man meant it. And I mean, they tied that goddamn jury up until I watched the judge and the prosecutor go into the goddamn jury room. 5 minutes later, they came out and said I was guilty. Of course, there was no sentence because it was all a sham. It was all illegal. And I had him cornered in paper. But, again, like I said, at least Ryan Bundy, I mean, he's standing on principle. Okay. Bundy also asked if jury pool members believe that rights come from God. One said no, that rights should not come from a religious perspective. Now, the reason I think that the founders back in the day, you know, they said that these are God-given rights. That's a natural given right. They were known as natural rights. When Paine wrote about them, they were called natural rights, and he was writing about them the same time over in France and what might have you. There was a renaissance of thought, I guess, back in them days, and people said, I don't think I should be a subject to a king. I just don't think it's right. I think I should be able to have my own will and decide my own fate in this world, because I don't see how that son of a bitch over there has more of a stake in this whole goddamn thing than I do. I mean, look at how the crown heads of Europe are made. They made these religious institutions. Then the religious institutions proclaimed that the king was God's representative on earth, and the same shit, and the pope, and all this horse shit. You know, I've always been of the opinion that if the rights are God-given, then there's got to be a God. For just nothing else, but for that purpose. One said no, that rights should not come from a religious perspective. Ammon Bundy's defense lawyer was concerned that one potential juror used a certain, in quotation marks, a certain herb, and was concerned that use would distort their ability to deliberate the case. I'll tell you what, Ammon, you should have hung on to that one with all your might. That's probably the most reasonable person, and the person that would understand what you're talking about the best. So I would say that was a mistake. At the end of the day, U.S. District Judge Anna Navarro agreed to remove three jurors for cause. One who spoke about Uranium One, one who worked in Senator Harry Reid's office. Now, why would they not want that one on there? The one who used the particular herb mentioned earlier. So I think I would have kept that one with the particular herb. Judge Navarro ruled on the role of an assistant to Ammon Bundy's defense lawyer, Morgan Philpott. Philpott wanted to have Rick Kober with a phone and a laptop sitting with him at the defense table during the trial. Kober recently faced criminal charges in federal court in Salt Lake City, being accused of money-related charges. They're after this guy, man. I'll tell you, it's kind of funny. One of their, you know, they're turning on their own. They're starting to eat their young. The jury was unable to reach verdicts, and a mistrial was declared. Kober's defense attorney was Marcus Mumford, Philpott's law partner, and Ammon Bundy's defense lawyer in the Oregon, in the first Oregon standoff trial. Marcus Mumford was tackled and tased and arrested by federal marshals in the courtroom at the end of the trial after the not guilty verdicts for the defendants were read. Although criminal charges were dropped against Mr. Mumford, for what? For not flipping, I mean, you didn't shit your pants when we tased you. I mean, we all remember what Mr. Mumford was attacked for. His clients had just been acquitted. He asked that they be released since there was no federal warrants or any paper to hold them on. Tase, beat, stomp. Well, he's going to learn his goddamn lesson. And the judge right there, I mean, them federal marshals that crossed the bar into that court and did that, I mean, she should have had them arrested right there on the spot, but no. That would indicate that there was actually some kind of real law happening in that courtroom. Mr. Mumford, the chief federal judge, dropped against Mr. Mumford, the chief federal judge in Oregon, is trying to have Mumford disbarred from the federal court in Oregon. All he did was what, I mean, he could be sued. I mean, under God, I know it's hard to talk about this stuff. They're operating in admiralty. It's an administrative jurisdiction. It's all illegal. They couldn't have the Bundys there. All the whole goddamn thing was an act of treason. But they're going to have him disbarred for what? Exactly. because you didn't do what you were told and you didn't break the goddamn law is, well, you broke the law being there, but you didn't break it to the extent that they, that the court expected you to. You forgot that you work for the court, not your client. Judge Navarro decided that Kober can have the phone and laptop, but he'll have to sit at the front row of the public gallery, and he must cover the laptop's camera and microphone with yellow tape. She does not want Kober to record a broadcast or broadcast anything from the courtroom. I guess you wouldn't. I mean, more records of your treason. She also expressed her fear of provocative false information being provided that will raise a security risk in court. Now, that's kind of an open... Provocative false information. What are you talking about, lady? Could you be a little more specific? The judge is also allowing Ryan Bunday, who's arguing his own defense, to meet with the defense lawyers before and after court each day. I mean, this allowing this total concept that this goddamn judge has this kind of power over an American national or even over a courtroom. In the common law that we're guaranteed as American nationals, that judge don't have that kind of goddamn power. He is there to make absolutely sure that no one's rights are violated and the procedures are followed. That's all. He doesn't decide what is evidence. That's what the jury's there for. Within the admiralty, that's the 13th juror with the authority and the power to overrule all the other jurors. Look back to the Branch Davidians when they had their trial. They come out, they acquitted. Oh yeah, no, I'm overriding the jury verdict. Slam the gavel down and put them in prison. That's America for you people. But there remains the fact that Ammon and Ryan Bunday are still not shaved after their transfer from the privately owned jail in Pahrump to the Henderson Detention Center. It is in a video posted today, Ammon's wife Lisa says they are being held in a small room, a holding tank. They at least got a shower this week, but still wear the same clothes. This is how far it is gone. I mean, this shit leaks out. They're not denying any of this. Beatings and stuff. I know they've been slammed around quite a bit, but hey, man, that's the way jails are in this country now. They've been that way for a whole long time. I'm glad that some of the outstanding citizens are learning the truth the hard way. Trial observer John Lamb reports that the remaining group of 49 prospective jurors should be whittled down to 16 tomorrow, 12 jurors and 4 alternates. It's going to be interesting. I mean, I want to watch this just, I mean, I know it's all illegal. I know what they're doing is a running act of treachery and treason against the people of the United States and most especially against the people that they're inflicting upon, but I'll be interested to see how those two confessions, two pleas, play into the game. Oregon teachers told to report their students for having sex. Really? This is from Newsweek, sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye. And before I start reading this, I'm going to tell you how it's going to work. Now, if there's a young man and a young lady that are going out and doing the wild thing, they're going to be on it. There's going to be consequences. They're going to scare people till they don't want to. Boys don't want to be around girls. But if there's two guys doing it, or if there's two girls doing it, they will not dare open their mouths to report. It would bring down an avalanche of shit that they cannot even imagine, but they can't imagine, so they won't do it. This is more of this goddamn state bullshit. It's none of the goddamn state's business. If it's anybody's business, it's the parents. And one of the commenters on this article pointed out, not even mentioned anything about contacting the parents. It's the state and the cops. And let's go on with it. Teachers in Oregon school district who failed to report the sexual activity of their students could be at risk of being fined or losing their jobs, the Salem-Keizer district officials told teachers that if they hear about their students having sex, they must report it to law enforcement or Department of Human Services officials. District officials say they are just following state law that has put them in a bind with their students. This is the perfect storm for state legislation. Gillian Govis, a spokeswoman for Salem-Keizer, told Newsweek, "We are erring on the side of caution, and you always will. You will stamp on people's rights, on erring on the side of caution, of course, you piece of shit." Oregon law says that sex under the age of 18 is considered abuse. Well, man, I'm telling you people, I could have my own scandal here because I was embroiled in abuse. And I can't figure out between her and me, who was abusing who. That maybe that was the fun of it all. considered abuse, and teachers have to report their students. I mean, think about that. We come from the real world. You're trenchers. You're sitting out there. Come on. Abuse? Abuse me some more. Have to be report their students according to the district. Teachers risk a misdemeanor charge if they don't. The district was holding its annual mandatory reporting training, your communist indoctrination 101, where they're telling you that you're not a teacher, you're not an employee of the people that teaches their children, but you are an authority, you are actually a policing force, another policing force, among many other policing forces. Its annual reporting in October, when it was asked to clarify whether teachers should report sex between students. It is training. The district gave examples to teachers to further explain why they should report. One of the examples said teachers should report a 15-year-old student who said she is having sex with her boyfriend and wants to talk about birth control, according to the Statesman. And here again, look at how they're playing this argument. Now they're going to say we shouldn't have this because the student should be able to go over to the teacher, and the teacher and the student get together and go get an abortion, go get birth control, and not tell the parents. You know, this should be something between the state and the child. It's like the arguments with guns. You know, they'll go off on an argument that has shit to do with it. You're violating the rights of the parents, and you're violating their children's rights. It's what you're doing, and none of you state son of a bitches and needs to be talking to those children about anything but reading, writing, and arithmetic. How about that? The clarification led to a petition with more than 600 signatures, and this is how they get the little kids active, you know, on this. In my day, I had all boys, but girls or whatever, if I had some teacher that thought they were going to talk to my kid about, you know, their private life, their sex with teenager, or what might have you, I'd go beat that son of a bitch right down into the goddamn ground. You better mind your own goddamn business. You stick your nose in mine and I will fucking break it. Stay out of our private lives. That is not what you were hired for. And whoever, distorted. I mean, when the schools were first proposed to us, because they're always doing something because they love us and want to make us better and want us to be able to help, to help ourselves. It was laid out. Any shit like this, I'm telling you, that teacher wouldn't have been a teacher the next day. Now you can catch one of them having sex with a student. It happened right over here at this school where I'm at. It was when my sons were in high school and stuff, but a local girl here, and I knew her grandmother, it was her grandmother, or maybe it was her aunt. I can't be sure at this point. It's been too long ago. But it was straight up, yeah, the guy, he's like 30-some years old, and he's having sex with this goddamn 13-year-old girl. Now we have a problem, okay? But do you think that did he get fired, people? Surely he went to prison for this, right? Because you'd want to get these 18-year-old or this 15-year-old boy and his 14-year-old girlfriend, you'd want them to face some serious-ass consequences for doing what is natural as getting up in the morning, right? No, this son of a bitch, not even miss no work. Nothing happened, people. No job loss. No court case. It was just, swept under the rug. And, you know, you start raising hell about shit like this, and they tell you, you can't get a teacher fired. It's an institution kind of thing. They can only fire themselves. Well, then I guess they ain't working for us, are they? Again, this is this most, if you can find something unnatural. Now, if these are two transsexuals, what the fuck do you do? You know? Students who signed the petition argue that the rule would keep victims of sexual assault silent out of a fear of being reported, and that makes zero goddamn sense. Students even took to the state capitol on Monday to protest the law. See, this turning it into a communist thing. They see the teachers, your kids should be, confiding in the teacher, not the parent, about their sexual activity. And the teacher should be able to keep that from the parents. And even if it's to the point of going and getting an abortion or something, the teacher should be able to take the child down and get an abortion and bring her back, and the parents never know a thing about it. But on the other hand, you start saying that, you have to report this to authorities, which would bring it back to the parents in a sick kind of way. Oh, no. We got to get them kids out there protesting against this. How about you get the fuck out of our private lives? You've never had any authority. In fact, it is forbidden for you to be in our private lives, state. Deborah Carnegie, I guess it is spelled a funny way, C-A-R-N-A-G-I-H-I, Carnegie. Child Protective Services spokeswoman, another institute. I mean, every one of them should be taken out. I mean, they've all committed treason. They've all acted under color of authority. It is an overthrow of the authority of the people. So every one of these son of a bitches needs to be taken out, and they need to be hung. It cannot exist. There was never no authority that the people granted to the government. To come look and see how we're raising our children. You want shot? Because hey, I'm telling you people, 30 years ago, shit like this. I'm longer than that now. I'm getting old. 40 years ago, this would have get your ass shot. There are certain things you just do not do, or you used to didn't do, and you still better not do it with certain people. It's none of your goddamn business what goes on in people's private lives, in their family lives. A teacher from the school going to come over and get... Think about that. You're sitting in your house, and your car pull up out front. And here comes somebody up to your door. Yeah, I'm the teacher at the school. I'm your daughter's math teacher. And, you know, think about back my dad's time. God almighty, when we were kids, a social worker coming to the house. We want to see how you're raising your kids. We've had reports that you're spanking your kids. Spank you. He'd have shot you. He'd have blowed their head off right there. I swear, as I'm sitting here talking to you people, he'd have shot them. Wouldn't have think twice about it and shot whoever came next and kept shooting. Back in the day, you didn't do this shit to people. They wouldn't allow it. Anyways, guys, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Put the food on the table.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. 12:37 Pacific time, and that, of course, was Social Distortion with Down Here with the Rest of Us. And we are on the story about the Oregon teachers, you know, ratting the kids out for having sex. And I, you know, I started to tell about the teacher coming to the door, and I could think, goddamn, you know what? A teacher did come to my house one time, and it was for me. Mrs. Rogers, she was a science teacher. And, I mean, she was a real teacher. She was just one of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet. I mean, and she cared, man. She really wanted you to learn, you know. And it was a tough thing in the environment we were in. I grew up in a pretty rough place here. And it wasn't, by that time, you know, I was doing a lot of fighting to establish that I was going to live here and be left to hell alone. But, and the thing was, it was a project for the whole year for your, you know, for your big grade. And I built a steam car. I built it out of there was a little holding tank for a windshield washer. They were made out of metal. It was out of an old pickup, and I used an old windshield wiper, you know, when they used to go tch. Operated on vacuum, only if it operated on vacuum, it'll operate on pressure. And so I had a little trough, you know, and I put the alcohol in it, and I took it to school, you know, and I put it on, lit it on fire, and man, it built up pressure, went off across the room. It was pretty cool. Everybody dug it. But, you know, like I said, back in them days, I was busy. I was 15 years old. I was chasing girls. I was fighting. I was doing, I was becoming one of the people here. And here comes Mrs. Rogers. And Ma called me down the hall, and I said, what do you want? Here's Mrs. Rogers standing there, and I didn't write out, you know, the procedure that I followed, and she wasn't going to give a grade unless I did. And I said, I don't care. You know, I never did. I got straight Fs in seventh, eighth, and ninth grade, straight Fs. I read all their books, though. In 10th grade, I came back and, you know, because I wanted to play football, and I got good grades for that. And when I, left school, shortly thereafter, I went straight down and got a GED. It was easy. I read all the books. I just didn't, you know, it was just tasking me, and I had other things to do. So here's Mrs. Rogers. And Ma looks at me, and she goes, now you get over there and sit down and write that report for her. At the kitchen table, she's sitting there waiting on me. And, you know, I could have said, nah, Ma. I said, what's it going to take $5 out of my wallet and say, you go get me a pint of whiskey. I'm going to drink. I could have done that. I mean, by the time I was 15 years old, it wasn't, you know, nothing to brag about. It was just the way things were. I mean, nobody told me what to do. I was in a rough fucking place, and I had to fight all the time, and I just didn't take shit from nobody. I respected my parents, and I respected Mrs. Rogers. I mean, I loved her. She was a sweet lady. So, I went over there and I sat down. It took me about an hour and I wrote it all out and got me an A+. Anyway, that was the time that the teacher came for me. Let's see what else we got here. Russia organized two sides of a Texas protest and encouraged both sides to battle in the streets. This is from Business Insider. It was sent in by Angel for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And I mean, I like the way they throw it out there. Russia. How about the Israelis? You know, and all the shit that goes on here. What about George Soros? I mean, should we have a big fat article about George Soros paying for both sides of the protests and down there in Ferguson, Missouri? Russian actors organize both anti-Islam and pro-Islam. Oh, that's why, because we're on the Islamic push. I think that the Trump faction had this truck attack there in New York City. I think they're the ones that did that, because now the emphasis, shoom, right back on that goddamn Islam, you know, they're the ones, I mean, the boogeyman Islam are going to get us. We need to make some stringent laws here so that we can have more government control that they'll use in other ways to screw us. Islam and pro-Islam protests in the same location at the same time on May 21st, 2016, using separate Facebook pages operated from a so-called troll farm in St. Petersburg. That would be St. Petersburg in Florida? No, this is over in Russia. The Senate Intelligence Committee disclosed on Wednesday a Facebook page named Heart of Texas, whose link to Russia was first reported by Business Insider, organized a rally at noon on May 21st at the Islamic Dawa Center in Houston to stop Islamization, I love that, of Texas. The account paid to promote the event, which was viewed by about 12,000 people, said the committee's chairman, Senator Richard Burr. Another Russia Link account, United Muslims of America organized a counter-protest. And he said, what the hell? What do you think happened there in Virginia? How about both sides of that? I mean, they took them down there in buses. And I'm sure they were sitting, we said it back then, they're sitting in a room. All right, half of you go to that side of the room. Okay. Now here's your uniform. Here's what you guys are going to do. Here's your sticks and billy clubs and you guys over here. And here's your bullhorns. And I mean, $20 an hour, get out there and cause some trouble. You talk about inciting insurrection. I mean, this is what they should have been charged with, George Soros. But no, man. But see this Russia thing? They're playing with this. It's a production. It's to divert our minds away while they're slipping this tax bullshit in. And the tax thing is going to give billions. I mean, you're going to get a little tiny crumb that, and don't make no mistake. Now, they're going to give you $1,000, they tell you. Now, you want to bet that by the end of this next year, when that $1,000 come to you, between your electricity, your rent, or your house payments, or your the rest of your utilities, your sewer, all of this shit, your gas and everything else, that $1,000, they're going to get it right back. What happens here, you know, they think we can't figure percentiles. You know, they say, we're going to give you this big 1%. 1% for everybody. What 1% for you, because you make so little money working as a slave for the man, is $1,000. That 1% to them is a million dollars. For every 1,000 you get, they get a million. That sounds real fair to me, especially considering that they are international corporations in here taking out our resources. They had one. Trump was up there. He was bragging about this, and I think it was from Transylvania. This, excuse me, this business is coming in here, and this guy's up there talking. We're going to put in $200 billion. We're bringing in here and set up this plant and everything. What they do not tell you is that he said, oh, that's what he said. He said it would be $20 billion in revenues. But what they don't tell you is that revenues are coming from, the reason they're coming here to base themselves is because now they're not going to have to even pay taxes. Instead of being over in their own countries, stealing our resources and having them shipped over there to Transylvania for them to do this and cut our throats, they're going to do it right here. Because they're going to come right here, they've dropped the tax down to what's less than the transportation price of taking our raw materials over to Transylvania to have them manufactured, and they made it less of a cost for them to come here and get, because they're going to get our resources for free. People, make no mistake about it. It's like the gold. It's like this uranium. They're all fighting over who's going to steal it from us. Not even mentioning that, hey, you know what? That belongs to the American nationals. I wonder what they have to say about all this. They will steal it, and that $20 billion in revenue will be just, it's all found money. That what they throw back in taxes, you see what they doing here is they're saying that it's going to trickle down on you. This is the more that trickle-down bullshit, but what does trickle-down bullshit really equate to? It's going to trickle down to you, and then you're going to pay like these people that, because they're going to be paying actually the less tax rate than the son of a bitch that's out there working that can't even be taxed. And then you're going to pay that in taxes, and they're going to reach around and hand it right back to them in incentives for being here. It's happening just like we told you it was going to happen. You got the foreigners coming in here, and now they're going to buy up our infrastructure. Now that son of a bitch from Transylvania, he's going to buy properties here. He's going to use that money. It was like there was a lady on the radio yesterday, and she was talking about the Indian reservations and the way that they've put up these casinos, and then they're all tax-free. They don't pay no taxes. And then they take that money and keep buying up more, and running it tax-free. Pretty soon they own everything, and the American nationals will be homeless on this continent. You'll be paying your rent to an Indian. You'll be paying them rent to be here. You'll be paying them taxes so you can have a job so that they can take the money right here where I live. You work on a reservation, you realize you don't have to pay no income taxes. None. You don't have to pay no taxes, period. The casinos, they don't pay no taxes. And who set them up? The same people that set up the casinos in Las Vegas or the people that set them up. It's all a goddamn racket. It's all designed to take it from the people it belongs to and just steal it. Straight up, people. Anyways, where were we? Another Russian-linked account. Muslims of America organized the counter-protest. A Save Islamic Knowledge rally. Really? I mean, this. But, you know, they show this instant here. They won't tell you. This goes on all the goddamn time. Every one of these is a setup. I mean, we're pretty goddamn serious about what we're doing here. But the thought of, I mean, it's like, like I said, the thing in Virginia there. Here comes this guy out of nowhere. The alt-right, they're going to come in there and, you know, because they need two sides. They need two sides to divide that 75% among so that we can kill each other. But this guy comes in and, you know, we've been, like I said, I've been doing this about 6 years, and man, we barely scrape by. But this guy, man, he goes down, he's going to Virginia, $10,000 for a building to have a speech in, psh, no problem, here's the cash. Plus, you're getting there, and I mean, you're not doing this for nothing. This is how they take control. I mean, this is how they hijack shit, people. Just like the Tea Party, when it started out at the grassroots, how long did it take them? About a year, year and a half, until it was now the new Republican Party. Just like this bullshit. You know, this Trump was supposed to come out, and he just ran as a Republican because you had to be on one of the party tickets or else you ain't got no chance of winning because, I mean, the payoffs are set up to go to those two organizations. But then as soon as he got in office, here comes Mnuchin. You know, a goddamn CEO for Goldman Sachs, the ones, I mean, this son of a bitch should have been put up against the wall. He didn't even serve a day. But now he's in the White House. And what are we doing out today? I mean, with this tax thing, you know, he ran on immigration. I'm going to get every one of them out of here. I mean, that's what people went to the polls for, the retards that went. I mean, they're stupid and they're treasonous in their actions because they have to know better. But that's why they went. And see, you're not hearing nothing about that, are you? You ain't seeing those mass deportations that were promised. But here comes that tax plan, because what you really voted for was that Republican Party ticket, that Republican platform. And you're going to get that. Hi, Katie. Go ahead.
Hi, Henry. Thank you. I wanted to ask you, why should casinos pay taxes?
Why should casinos pay taxes? Well, they shouldn't, but none of us should. That's the point.
Right.
I mean, it's like the Indians here. You know, I grew up here. They sold their reservation off, and they retained hunting rights and what might have you. Now, I went hunting recently for a couple of days, but, you know, they charge me. They say they can charge me to go get a deer. But here where I live, these guys can go out 365 days a year and take what they want. I mean, I'm not saying they shouldn't be able to. I'm just saying I should. It's like the taxes.
Right.
Exactly. No, I mean, it should be the free enterprise system. But then again, when you start talking about casinos, you're not talking about an American national going out and tapping the resources that belong to him and, you know, creating a product and then a trading or, bartering with other American nationals and, you know, making an honest dollar. Well, not a dollar. I don't want to say that. That's an ugly word. Making an honest profit. And getting the things you want, you know, cashing in what belongs to you. These casinos, I mean, they're run by the goddamn corporate mafia. I'll tell you what right now. Probably, I would guess that probably this casino down here, if you went and dug in the records and dug down deep enough, you'd find out some goddamn foreigner owns it. That's why it's so far gone, people. There's nothing to do here but just wipe the table clean. That's all that's left. That ball of spaghetti is so goddamn big you couldn't untangle it in 100 years if you worked at it diligently every day. It has to be stopped. You have to stop the goddamn bleeding before you can treat the wound. And again, this, you know, another... This is an article, I mean, I keep hanging on to these, the ones I don't get to through the week, the ones that I liked and I didn't get around to, but I'm going to get around to this one real quick. Judge resigns in youth court shutdown after baby is taken from mother over unpaid court fees. It's coming. It gets closer every day. I mean, this right, what would it, you think about the founders, the true founders, not the aristocrats or the aristocracy of the colonies, but the goddamn guys who went out there to Lexington Green, the guys who went out to Concord Bridge. You think about what they would have thought about this, man. Judge resigns after youth court shut down after baby is taken from mother over unpaid court fees. Isn't that kidnapping? This is from Boing Boing, sent in by JSTP for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The youth court of Pearl, Mississippi has been shut down after its judge, John Shirley, also a Republican Party activist, has been forced to resign. And you see, you know, that Republican-Democrat thing, communists, they're all goddamn communists. And they're all after totalitarian control, has been forced to resign after widespread disapproval. I mean, it took widespread disapproval. Somebody didn't come in and arrest this son of a bitch. The parents didn't shoot him. Widespread disapproval of his decision to bar a mother from seeing her four-month-old baby for 14 months over her unpaid court fees. The story began when the mother, who is an African-American, which doesn't goddamn matter. No, you're not an African-American. There are no hyphenated Americans. You're an American national or you're something else. You want to be a citizen? You want to be one of these one world citizens? Well, you're out of luck in this country because it doesn't pertain to that. An American was passing through Pearl on a job hunt. She was pulled over by local police who found that she and the car's driver had outstanding warrants for misdemeanor offenses. She and the driver were arrested and the baby was declared abandoned by the arresting officer despite the baby's grandmother arriving within minutes. This is when you shoot them. You try to take some of our kids and see what, take one of them, just try it. I don't care. You know what? I wouldn't want to live one day knowing you got away with it. How about that? And I'm not just going to kill myself. Ain't got it in me, but I got it in me to kill your ass. You touch one of my children or grandchildren, I will plant you so fast it'll make your head swim. It'll be swimming as you're going in the hole. Go ahead.
All right, isn't it kidnapping?
Absolutely kidnapping, brother. And they even mention it in here. Let me go on just a little bit here. Within minutes of the arrest, Judge Shirley's court awarded custody to the grandmother and issued an order prohibiting the mother from having any contact with her baby until the court fees were paid, an act that Roderick and Slollenge MacArthur Justice Center Director Cliff Johnson called judicial kidnapping. Oh, no, it's judicial kidnapping, Dion. It's judicial kidnapping, so that makes it legal kidnapping, I guess. But this guy here, do you think this person's going to go to jail for one day? Do you believe it? When the center took on the mother's case and publicized it, Pearl Mayor Jake Windham, you see, when it got, the light got shined in this dark little pit of shit, Pearl Mayor Jake Windham shut down the youth court and another judge vacated the no contact order. I bet you did. I mean, you talk about pissing on somebody's Bill of Rights, pissing on their every right. That, I mean, you seized, oh man. See, I don't know. We've been deluded to the point that there are people who would take this shit. That is the problem. It wasn't, I mean, I think that's how it's went too. You know, when I think back through the years, like I said, during my dad's time, life is so goddamn precious, but I'm telling you, the man, nobody fucked with him. He wasn't a mean person. He was one of the nicest people you'd ever want. Helped people all the time. Everybody loved my dad. Around this town, you can, I mean, if you're ever here, you can ask. They love my dad. But you goddamn did not fuck with that man. He would pull out that pistol and he would shoot. He didn't talk to. If that son of a bitch came out, it was already blazing when it came out. Period. And that's how he taught us. Don't you ever pull that gun unless you're pulling the trigger as it comes out. Period. We were little kids, man, when he was teaching, not little kids, when we were probably 12, 13, 14 years old. When we go out to the gun target, it was built by the guys at the mill, our local range here. It was just out part of our woods. It belonged to us. But, man, he'd take us, and you'd stand with that pistol with your back. You'd have a target on an old gray stump, or, you know, like a gray back, about probably 8, 10 feet tall. And this is what he'd do. He'd look right at you, and he'd go, kill that man. Pull that pistol and turn around, and boom, boom, boom. And he did that for years, to the point to where he knew that if he said shoot, you were by God going to shoot. There wasn't no question in his mind. That's how he had his security set up. And I'll guarantee you, nobody came to his house and told him how to conduct himself with his family. And we were taught as little kids, you don't talk about nothing that goes on in this house. It's nobody's business. Nothing to hide. I mean, they always say, if you got nothing to hide, we got nothing to hide, then still ain't your goddamn business. You walked in our house, it wasn't like, there was other places like this that I know of. But my dad's friends and stuff, you come in our house, there are pistols laying on the table, rifles, you had to have them handy. You might need that son of a bitch. Save your life. And we were taught as little children, you don't touch them. And that's how we have taught our children. Our children grew up with the guns on the table, guns laying in the corners and shit. You might need that son of a bitch, but your kids don't touch it. You teach them what it is. I mean, they act like you just, I don't know, is it a neglect? You got to lock your guns up because you can't teach your children to leave them alone? I mean, this is how far gone we are, people. Judge Shirley's court awarded custody to the grandmother. Okay, we were there. Court fees were unpaid. When the center, Judge Shirley resigned before he could be fired. Did he go to jail? I mean, that's what, all this shit, it's like this, the derivatives fraud. Oh, man, a lot of people had golden parachute resignings, didn't they? Who went to jail? That's what we're talking about. It is completely ass backwards to where we can't prosecute them, but they can prosecute us. They were never supposed to be able to prosecute us. But in their world, we could reach and grab them as an American national and drag their ass into our court and tear them all to pieces. We could shut down the goddamn government if they violated our rights. That's why the courts were the first thing that had to go in this country. And they were the first thing to go in this country. Right now, if the common law courts were in place, I'd walk up and start arresting people left and goddamn right. You can believe it. And I would prosecute them and I would convict them. And I'd ask the juries for a goddamn hanging for goddamn treason and sedition. And I would be right and absolutely within the law in doing so. This is why they've got to keep this illusion alive to where we're the government that rules over you. No, you're not. You've never had such authority, and to even assume you have that authority cancels your contract. It's right in the contract. The things that will cancel this contract is that Bill of Rights. You violate that son of a bitch, you've lost your authority. On the first violation, you become a criminal. And you not only become a criminal in that world, you become a criminal in my world. I can drag your ass over here into my world. And I can deal with you because I am the supreme law of this fucking land. I am the American national. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, just keep pushing it. I mean, I don't even know what to say. when you see outrages like this, I mean, call it what it is, and that is the word from the trenches. Stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with Spike Timmons on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio coming up right behind us.